ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. And we were discussing the end of this supplication, verse number 10. Some of the phrases are remaining to discuss, and inshallah we will try to cover some of these today and perhaps go to the next supplication, if not in this session, then in the forthcoming session. In the 10th verse, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, and I'm reading the translation only because we would like to look at some of the ending phrases. Imam says, "Indeed, my capacity has been straitened, my Lord, due to what has befallen me, and I am filled with worry by caring what has happened to me, while you have the power to remove what has afflicted me and to repel that into which I have fallen. So do that for me, though I merit it not from thee, O possessor of the mighty throne."
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
So this situation is a situation whereby Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam teaches us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from the predicament that we have been entangled with. When we say faqad diqtu lima nazala bi ya rabbi dhar'an, indeed my capacity has been straitened, that means has narrowed down, my Lord, due to what has befallen me. Now this narrowing down of the capacity is not a small phenomenon. One of the probabilities that we give is that it talks of a spiritual state. Obviously, with regard to the Imam enjoys a very high level of capacity. And therefore, when the Imam says this, it is something that is beyond our comprehension. But when a lay person or even an average person starts saying this, then he talks of the capacity, the lower capacity that he enjoys, although relatively he may be enjoying a high capacity in relating, if you relate it to the other, to other people. But then in himself, when he compares the capacity that a human being can have, he sees that it is very narrow. He doesn't have that much capacity. Now, this capacity is the capacity of receiving the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and, you know, doing the right things in life. And it can be about the physical capacity or the spiritual capacity, but we must understand them. The greatest predicament is when a person's heart is extremely narrow and straitened because of what he himself has done in life. And that is why a situation has come about whereby his capacity has narrowed down because of his own actions. When this capacity narrows down, it is very difficult for a person to do the things that he has to do as a human being. And therefore, this is a lamentation and saying, and this is an expression whereby we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and explain our situation and say, فَقَدْ ضِقْتُ لِمَا نَزَلَ بِي يَا رَبِّي ذَرْعًا وَامْتَلَأْتُ بِحَمْلِ مَا حَدَثَ عَلَيَّ هَمًّا. Indeed, my capacity has been straightened and narrowed down, my Lord, due to what has befallen me. And even that which has befallen me, O Lord, it is because of my own actions. And I am filled with worry by carrying what has happened to me, while you have the power to remove what has afflicted me. We gave an example of, you know, training children. And we said that with regard to training children, there is a situation whereby when a person doesn't do the right things, then he gets the calamity of the children not being trained very well. And then you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to train them well. Now that you have, for example, you know, done what you have done and the calamity has befallen you, and you are worried of what is going to happen to you in future.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And then you say, وَأَنْتَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ كَشْفِ مَا مُنِيتُ بِهِ. While you have the power to remove what has afflicted me, وَدَفْعِ مَا وَقَعْتُ فِيهِ, and to repel that into which I have fallen. And then we address Allah. And this is the phrase that we want to talk about today, showing that the grace is Allah's, sheer grace is only Allah's. We don't have, whatever we do would not compensate and would not be an exchange of Allah's grace. Allah's grace is total from His side. There is no kind of transaction that a human being is doing, that he thinks sometimes that yes, he worships or he struggles and then Allah gives him the grace, not realizing that even the struggle and the worship is by Allah's power and grace. So it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one way, there is no two-way transaction. And therefore, it's sheer grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam teaches us and says, فَفْعَلْ بِي ذَلِكَ وَإِن لَمْ أَسْتَوْجِبْهُ مِنْكَ. So do that for me, though I merit it not from you. That means, you know, even if you remove all these calamities that have befallen me, I do not merit this, because whatever you give is one way. There is no kind of transaction. We try to speculate, or we try to, you know, think in our minds that, you know, okay, I've done a lot of tawbah and istighfar, and I've cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I deserve to be forgiven, and now I deserve to have a greater capacity, while that is completely wrong, because the grace is entirely from Allah. It is a favor, and only a favor. It's not that because I did istighfar, that means I deserve. You don't deserve anything. The human being doesn't deserve anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows grace and forgiveness from His side, and there is no kind of transaction. Inshallah, we will continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.